Topic 3. Unit 5A. Exercise 2.
Chris Parry, we're talking hidden treasures. When we started, our intent was to encourage exploration of our backyard or maybe somewhere down the road a bit. We wanted you to feel good about doing some travel in the pandemic, getting out, connecting with your community or a new community. And as we cautiously set out in the world again, you've got some ideas, Chriso, for something on the road, maybe a little less travelled. Good morning.
Good morning, Ro. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this topic, actually.
So am I. Normally, you know, in the preparation with you guys during the week, I like to sort of type up a few notes and have something ready. But sitting in the car this morning and then, you know, even coming up the stairs, had the pen, I was scrawling all sorts of other thoughts and
your
ideas
brain's
about
darting.
This one. So it's, I don't want to offend anyone today. And I think what we're going to be talking about, you know, it's not so much crossing the line as almost like dropping a tangle of fishing line and there being lots of lines and not knowing whether you've crossed it or not. So we're going to be talking about dark tourism.
Tell us about dark tourism and then we can maybe talk about why you might be feeling a little unsure about okay. what line you're crossing.
So look, it's that dark tourism is, I guess we define it as a dark chapter of history. So it's meat on the bone and the gristle as well. So it's defined as those places where death, disaster, tragedy or horror has occurred. And that can be in our country or any country in the world as well. It's one of my favourite forms of tourism. As a spectrum, it offers that off-the-wall and off-the-Geiger counter experience and also offers sobering opportunities for reflection and understanding and learning how to pay respect in a different way and maybe even getting closure for some of these sites as well that you might have seen the events occur on television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's there's a few that obviously instantly spring to mind, but I'm already thinking about how most of those are overseas and how much we do or don't do it here in Australia. But we'll talk about that some more. For me, instantly, having been to Ground Zero or the site for Twin Towers and what's there now and what's been done at that particular site, you know, who would think that, you know, there's a whole visitors centre that's deliberately left it so much. You know, the hole in the ground is still there. And I think, well, the last time I went there, actually, one of the trains that was caught underground, it was still actually there because they hadn't been able to remove it. And there was much conversation about whether that train was actually going to stay there into the long term. You know, there's Auschwitz, there's people who go to Gallipoli and spend time there and pay their respects. It's something that I feel like when we go overseas, we're really comfortable going to those places and it seems perfectly normal, but maybe it's not so here in Australia. Maybe I'm wrong. That's just a quick thought.
I think it's about challenging our sense of morbidity and appropriateness with a threshold of respect as well. So I think for us in Australia, maybe Ground Zero is a closure event because we saw it on television.
Yeah.
We're less connected directly with people that were in those buildings and in those aeroplanes.
Mm.
So it's closure for watching something on television that was so horrific. You want to get there and get a sense of the space. And that's where I think Gallipoli comes into that as well, to watch the movie Gallipoli or read books. And then you find yourself at the neck where, you know, wave after wave of Australian soldiers ran across a distance no bigger than a couple of tennis courts.
Mm.
That gives you that perspective of size and makes you weep at the loss of life and how tragic it was. And there are things in Australia that we've got that represent dark tourism. So we can make our way across the country.